Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt, get this, 28 years and 2 weeks. In 2 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating anniversary number 29 right here live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we're talking UFC 163. It's in the bank. It's in the books, you know. Of course, Jose Aldo, he won as expected over the Korean Zombie. The Korean Zombie not living up to the hype, of course. Lots of hype going in there. He could walk through punches. He could do this. He could do that. You can't beat the best fighter in the world. And I think Jose Aldo just might be the best fighter in the world. GSP, I'm sorry, but Jose Aldo, 22-1, hasn't lost a fight since God, like Ronald Reagan was president. The man is the king. He is the world featherweight champion. He is the man at 145, and I think he'll be the man for a long time. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Our website is ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Kyle Kingsbury will be with us in about 15 minutes. Of course, the UFC light heavyweight, the man on the roster over there in Las Vegas, Nevada, but he's going to talk UFC 163, UFC 164, of course, UFC 168. The card that's gonna end of the year. It's gonna end the year. It's gonna end the professional life as far as a mixed martial arts is concerned. Is of Anderson Silva. It's over, man. Weidman's gonna knock him out again. UFC 168. Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey in the news. Ronda Rousey making headlines wherever she goes, whatever she does. Superstar. I told you she'd be the biggest star in all of sports. And I was right. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Network.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body. And I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason. And I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero. And what I mean by that is, when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, you know, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Tito Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
And Cain Velasquez defends that title. Of course, UFC, man, getting down his rubber match with Junior Dos Santos. You know that's going to be a smoker in Houston in October. No question about that. Will Cain retain? I think Cain's a better fighter. I think Cain's the best fighter in the heavyweight division, if not the second or third best fighter in all of MMA. Right now, people tell me his cardio, there's some lightweights who can do his thing, but not too many heavyweights, not too many guys above lightweight can do what he does as a heavyweight. And he was a 255-pound heavyweight. The guy is the real deal. There's no doubt about that. As I told you, Jose Aldo, the real deal. No question about that. Still the world champion. What can I say? The time was 2 minutes around number four. Aldo, 26 years old. Still got a lot of fight left in him, of course, coming back from that serious injury. But, you know, when you look at the fact that Anderson Silva is, like, going to be toast pretty soon. It'll be like a footnote in MMA history. Yes, he will be after December 28th in UFC 168 when he takes on Weidman in the rematch. But Aldo's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy to take over the mantle. He's going to hand him the throne, the torch, per se. He's only 26, as I said, hasn't lost a fight in a long time, 23-1. And the Korean Zombie, he hurt his shoulder, but he was losing. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, and he got TKO. But the bottom line is it wasn't like he'd say, well, I injured my shoulder, and because of the injured shoulder, I lost the fight. No, you weren't losing that fight anyway. You were getting licked like a stamp. Speaking of getting licked like a stamp, Phil Davis got licked like a stamp, and he won. The American going down under, of course, the Rio de Janeiro, the HSCB Arena down there, and Phil Davis went in 11-1. I thought he was going to lose, and he 12-1. He's now 12-1. He got a controversial decision. A unanimous win over countryman Lyoto Machida. Machida now 19-4. These guys are light heavyweights. I mean, look, Machida would have won. He would have probably been the challenger for John Jones or an upper echelon type of light heavyweight fight. But Dana White, the president of the UFC, feels that Davis lost. Well, he's not going to put Davis in any type of fights, okay? Nothing ain't going to happen. Just ain't going to happen. I mean, what does Davis bring to the dance? What he fought that one fight against, was it Rashad Evans, where he looked like he wasn't even interested, no aggression, that garden snail mentality. We don't need to see fighters like that. Let him step aside. I don't even want to see him on the roster anymore. Just let him step aside. There's other guys. How about Glover Teixeira? Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later when we bring in, of course, Kyle Kingsbury. Glover Teixeira is the guy to watch at 205 pounds. Just like I told you, and some of you doubted me, other people on this radio network said Pedro's out of his mind, okay, saying Chris Weidman's going to beat Anderson Silva, and I said it from day one. Once the fight was announced, I never wavered off it. Why? Because I looked at the ability of the man. I'm talking about Weidman. Baldwin Park, New York is what he calls home, okay? He can strike. He can wrestle. He's got this great wrestling base. He's never been taken off his feet as a wrestler. Okay, that's very, very important. He has never been taken off his feet. He beat Mark Munoz. He beat Mark Munoz like he was like a paper machine, was like beating up on a rag doll. Just threw him around the ring like a rag doll. TKO'd him in the second round, just like he did Mr. Anderson Silva, just like he will again, Anderson Silva. Unless Anderson wants to play it safe and try to run around, okay, but he'll get lit up that way because you know what? Weidman will take him down. Weidman will take him down and he'll beat him on the ground. He'll beat him standing up. He'll beat him standing up. He'll beat him standing on the ground. There's no way in the world Anderson Silva at 38 years old is a better fighter than Chris Weidman is at 29 years old. I'm not saying he might not have been a better fighter when he was 29 years old, against the 29-year-old Weidman, but he isn't as we speak. You hear what I'm trying to say? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour, of course, we talk mixed martial arts, but we do 2 hours. We do 2 hours on Sunday. We do an hour of boxing from 11 a.m. Pacific time to noon, and then we do the MMA hour, and this is the MMA hour, of course, UFC 163 in the banks, UFC 164, eh, 165, 166, 167. I mean, they just roll along. The UFC, listen, the UFC is a huge, huge event, and it's just not here in the United States. I mean, they're going on all over the world. I mean, all over the world. You see fights in Australia now. They're putting together a Team Australia. They've got the Team Britain. They've got a Turkish team they're going on with. I mean, the UK. I mean, wow. All over the world. You just don't see boxing doing that. You don't see any other sport doing that. You don't see the National Football League doing it. You just don't see it. You really, really don't. But you look at this schedule. I'm talking about Benson Henderson. Guy was on the show a couple of months ago. Of course, the world lightweight champion. He's going to get a chance to extract revenge out of the only man to ever beat him in Anthony Pettis when they hook up at UFC 164. Okay, this is going to be a great, great, great night of fighting, and I'm looking for Benson Henderson to win this fight to make a statement, because he's got to make a statement. You know what I'm saying? He needs to make a statement, because if he doesn't make a statement, he's every reason to say, well, he's okay. And he barely gets by. You know, and like Dave Meltzer said last week, you know, he's sort of questionable about him, because, you know, he did have that close fight with Gilbert Melendez, but it was at home against Gilbert Melendez. You know what I mean? That Gilbert Melendez fights out of San Francisco. The fight was in San Jose. What do you expect? It was at home. I mean, Dave Meltzer thought that Melendez won the fight. I thought it was either one round where we could have went either way. That's the way I thought it was. One round back and forth. I didn't know which way it was going to go, but there was one round we could have went either way on, and that's where the fight laid, in that one round between Gilbert Melendez and Benson Henderson for the World Lightweight Championship. At the end of the day, Benson Henderson is still the champion. Gilbert Melendez, one of the best paid athletes. Man, this guy had a Strikeforce contract, I think, where he's getting like $150,000-$160,000 to fight. He was getting big money. He really was. So he was making more money than anybody else in or around the lightweight division, okay? And then, of course, he went over to the UFC when the UFC bought up the Strikeforce contracts. I think they still had to honor the Strikeforce contract, but that may have run its course. Speaking of running its course, what is Daniel Cormier going to do? The unbeaten heavyweight, the man that, of course, could be a light heavyweight. He's a small guy. He's not much bigger than me. I'm about 5'9". He's about 5'10", 5'11". Okay, somebody say he's a round guy, a soft guy. Didn't Frank Mir say that? Didn't Frank Mir come in the studios and say that about 3 or 4 months ago? Yeah, that Daniel Cormier was fighting in the wrong division, and that he was soft, he was a doughboy, all that kind of good stuff. Then Cormier goes out there and kicks a snot out of Frank Mir. So, all right? I mean, kicks a snot out of him. 3 rounds, boom, was all over. I don't know if Frank was thinking this was some type of UFC heavyweight title fight, because he had been in many five-round fights before, being the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion. But this was a three-round fight in which he needed to step up his game. Speaking of stepping up his game with Frank Mir and Josh Barnett, heavyweights sort of on the outside looking in. I mean, they're not real popular with the UFC, you know, brass. They're not, right? So they're going to put them together. Yeah, and the loser, guess what? The loser's probably going to have to leave town, be it Josh Barnett, who's always had problems with Dana White, be it the steroid test coming up positive, him running off to Japan, him wanting to do professional wrestling. I mean, the whole nine yards. And, of course, Mir never really getting his act together. Mir has some steroid issues as well. But Mir was one of those guys, I think, that realizes now that he's got to train. He's got to bring his game to another level. But I just don't think the game is there to bring to another level. He's had too many fights. He's just too long in the tooth. He's had too many fights. So Frank Mir, what can I say? When he was in the studio this last time, he was talking about, you know, retiring and how his girlfriend wanted him to retire and things like that. You know, his wife didn't. I think he should seriously think about it. He's articulate. He does good ringside commentary. There's a future for him in that. He's better than Michael Bisping, and he's better than Chael Sonnen. Speaking of Chael Sonnen, the mouth that roared. Oh, man, we'll talk about him a little bit later when we bring in Kyle Kingsbury, of course. The mouth that roared, Chael Sonnen, getting all these big fights, one big fight after another. Why? Because he's got a big mouth. And he's willing to fight anybody. Like, you know, what do you say about John Jones, who walk across the street, walk across the ring and kick his butt, something like that? Yeah, he walked across the ring, and that was about the end of the fight, because John Jones owned him, no question about that. Chael Sonnen, not the greatest fighter in the world, but the greatest talker in the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC, Bellator, the Invicta Fighting Championships. You want to talk MMA, this is the place to do it. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and now we are part of the iHeartRadio Network.
Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion. And gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker, and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulating. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. And the difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, they're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of something.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Get past the people. Get past the hitman.
JB in the house, the godfather of soul, James Brown. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. I am the hardest working man in the world of MMA radio. And, of course, we come to you every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The first hour we talk boxing. The second hour we talk MMA. And speaking of MMA, no greater expert than my next guest. Of course, I call him the King, King Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K. Triple K, how goes it?
It's going great. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You know, I was a little upset with the decision, Lyoto Machida and Phil Davis. Did you see it the other way, too?
Yeah, you know, I saw Lyoto winning that fight. The thing that bothers me isn't, I mean, it's a close fight, so obviously it could have gone either way. But it bothers me how much emphasis they give to the takedown. And those takedowns were so late in the round, I don't think they deserve to give Phil the nod in that fight.
Hmm. Speaking of takedowns, our man still has him taken down. Chris Weidman, want to enjoy that just a little bit more. Of course, December 28th, the rematch. We'll talk about that with Anderson Silva. Going to happen again. You talk about history repeating itself, folks. Going to be no change in the events this time. Now, Jose Aldo, mucho impressive. Of course, the Korean Zombie coming in on a lot of hype. The guy was more hyped than he was fighter, wasn't he?
Well, I do agree with that. I think the fight was closer than it should have been, so that's why I agree with it. I think if Aldo doesn't hurt his foot, you know, on that first kick in the first round, he would have just painted that leg, and the fight would have been even more lopsided than it was.
Okay. Of course, Jose Aldo now 23-1. Does he move up in weight? Does he stay at 140? Is he in a position where he has to move up or down in weight to make big fights, or can he stay where he's at?
I think he should stay where he's at. Benson's a really big 155-er. And, you know, Jose's in a position where they're going to start talking about him as one of the top pound-for-pound guys in the world. And as long as he stays unblemished, he could become that pound-for-pound top guy in the world. But moving up in weight, you know, that big jump for him against Benson, he could go up and get smashed and just, you know, totally ruin all that work that he's put in.
You know, people, Kyle, don't realize the 10-pound things. I told you I used to fight at 139. I moved up to 147. I was a big junior welterweight. I was a small welterweight, and I fought this guy that hit me so hard. I mean, good Lord, man, I saw 4 or 5 when I got up off the ground. That's how big and how hard he was, but people just don't realize what 10 pounds is.
You know, 10 pounds, I mean, there's no doubt Jose can strike with anybody, even a guy like George St. Pierre, I think he could strike with, but you start getting those wrestlers and that extra 10 pounds, now you're laying into somebody, pressing them against the cage, and it's just a whole different ballgame.
Okay, Benson Henderson criticized for allowing fights to be closer than they possibly should. He's taking on the one guy that's beat him, Anthony Pettis. Pettis was supposed to fight Jose Aldo, got hurt, the Korean Zombie stepped in, he got stopped in the fourth round, and now Pettis and Henderson too. Henderson got a lot to prove here. I mean, when he was in the studio a few months ago, I mean, he was adamant this is the fight that he wanted.
I think he's going to win this fight. I don't think it's going to be as close as obviously he lost the first one. I don't think it's going to be close. I think he's going to go in there. He's going to use a lot of wrestling, and he's going to just grind on Pettis and really wear him down.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. He is I call him like my UFC brains. He's like the professor of mixed martial arts. I ask him a question, and like Meltzer, Dave, you and Dave Meltzer, you guys can both answer questions pretty well. I remember the one time I stumped Meltzer, you know, Meltzer had to think about it, right? And do you know he came up with the answer like a minute and a half later? He had to think about it, but it was some really tough, obsolete question about some professional wrestler like back in the 50s. You know what I'm saying? Meltzer comes up with it a minute and a half later. Just like you and Meltzer, incredible geniuses. So Henderson's going to win this. This rematch, UFC 164, August 31st. That's coming to you from the town that made us beer, I believe, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anything we should look there for in special? I mean, he's really going to make a statement. Is he going to make this punctuation mark to say, look, I am one of the better fighters pound for pound, or what?
Well, no doubt about it. And the thing, too, is, you know, Milwaukee is where Pettis is from. That's where he trains. So he's got this hometown fight going on. And believe me, the first time I fought in San Jose in front of everybody, that was my first time fighting at home, and obviously you've got experience fighting at home. It's just a different feel. There's a lot more pressure there.
It's messed up, Kyle.
Pettis has everything to prove. Henderson's going to go in there, and you know, he's coming off of that loss from before. He just wants to annihilate this guy, and Pettis, he's sitting there at the top. You know, he's beat him before, and now he's got to match that. I don't think he can match that.
Kyle, fighting at home is terrible. It just is. People call you for tickets. People bug you. People even come by the house. You hear what I'm saying? It's just, you know, fighting at home is really a major, major, major distraction. A lot of guys say, well, I like fighting at home. Guess what? Until they fight at home. And once you fight at home, you realize, you know what, it's much better to fight in Sacramento than it is to fight at home.
Exactly right.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, you can see him on Facebook, Kyle Kingsbury. We're talking UFC. Bellator, they had some nasty things going on as far as blogs on their website, some fighter writing about raping women, things like that, and Bjorn Rebney not getting involved. Did you see any of that?
No, you know, I didn't hear about the rape stuff.
And Rebney, I don't know. I guess Bjorn's not the hands. He's obviously not the hands-on guy that Dana White is. Like Dana said this, look, if you call me on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, and there's a problem, I got to fly to fix the problem. Okay, you call these guys from Viacom, and I guess you meant Bjorn Rebney, and they're on holiday. I'm never on holiday. I eat this. I live this 24/7. Any word on how his Meniere's disease is going?
You know, I haven't heard anything. I've heard that he was doing well and recovering, but I don't think they're posting too much of the updates with that.
Okay, before we get back to the world of mixed martial arts, I'm sort of freaked out about the Olympics, man, and then doesn't look like they're going to extend wrestling past 2016. Is the decision finally final now or what?
I think there's going to be, you know, there might be an initial assessment with that, and then there with the public outcry and everything and the bigger push that's going to come from it, I think that gets reinstated down the road.
But isn't it, it was the sport that founded the Olympics. Wasn't the first Olympic thing, wasn't it a wrestling match between two men?
It's as dumb as taking running out of the Olympics. That's the equivalent.
You know, and especially with MMA right now, and you've got people with solid – you have the wrestling background in college. You know, Weidman, Mark Munoz, all these guys have these wrestling backgrounds in college. I mean, I don't think we're going to see the – I mean, if you don't have an Olympic gold medal to shoot for, I mean, that's what everybody shot for. I was winning Golden Glove titles, but I didn't think I was good enough to win the Olympics. But that was the dream you always had in the back of your mind, right?
Yeah, you got to have things that push kids hard when they're young, and wrestling is one of those sports that instills everything you talk about, character, determination, and drive that you want to have the kids of tomorrow to have. And without that, there's going to be a big decline there.
You know, cutting weight, running on the morning of a match, having to run a couple hours before a match to make sure your weight was right. I mean, eating nuts and bolts and walnuts and yogurts and all those kinds of things. People don't realize all this. When you make weight, and people just don't get this, when you make weight, it is an art in itself. Kyle, you know yourself, you come down to 205, it ain't easy.
Never easy. It's never easy. But when you're through it, you know you've become a better person. You've tested yourself. You've pushed yourself further than most people have.
You know what I always found in the great Alexis Arguello, God rest his soul, but the former 3-time world boxing champion, he told me one time, and before I won my first Golden Glove championship, he caught me, he put me aside. It was a month before, and he said to me, he says, if you get yourself in the best physical condition you can ever get yourself in, he goes, you will be in the best mental condition you will ever be in. And I didn't know what he meant. You hear what I'm saying? But I went out there, I did the doubles, I did the whole nine yards, and he was right. You're walking on air. When you've got it together, when you've pushed yourself to the limit physically and you know you cannot go anymore, it reassures you mentally that you're ready to fight.
No doubt about it. They say fatigue makes cowards of us all, and the opposite is the truth as well. When you're in that premier fitness that you've pushed yourself to the pinnacle and the top of the heap, nothing can touch you.
You know, getting thrown around. I got thrown around by a guy wrestling a few weeks ago, and I thought I would play with him. He's a wrestler of note, and he threw me all around like a rag doll, and I want to give him some props. And when he got me on the ground, he was sort of, how can I put this, merciful. But I'm not the greatest ground fighter in the world, but I squirreled around and got out of it. But I'm telling you, man, once these jiu-jitsu guys get you on the ground, it's over, Kyle.
No doubt about it.
How did Gracie come up with this fighting on your back style? Where did that come from?
Well, the origins, they say, you know, obviously jiu-jitsu was the Japanese martial art from a long time ago. But then as they started coming over to Brazil and trading with the local guys, they decided, hey, let's trade some services for another. And so they were taught jiu-jitsu. And the founding forefathers all learned jiu-jitsu in their own way. And some of the smaller Gracies had to adapt and learn jiu-jitsu in a small man's way. So they worked on techniques that were different from the traditional strongman martial art and adapted it to make Brazilian jiu-jitsu where now the little guy could beat the big guy. And, of course, we saw that with Hoist in the early days of the UFC.
Yeah, but Hoist couldn't do it today, could he?
No, it's a different sport today. Everybody knows everything now.
Royce Gracie, I mean, he was the greatest back in the 90s, but right now, him and his gi would get thrown all over the place as far as the octagon's concerned. But folks, that's why he's a professor. Answers like that. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and now we're part of the iHeartRadio Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle include ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2013.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor, expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil, fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by Fedor.
Same position Randy Couture had Tim Sylvia, but he's got the
He chopped down. He chopped down. 36 seconds.
That is why.
Fedor Emelianenko. You want to know why? He is the greatest fighter on the planet today. That is why. Tim Sylvia shaking his head in disbelief.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds of the Time Tunnel, circa 1965. I think that was CBS TV, folks. I alluded earlier to an MMA fighter tweeting out something from one of the Bellator guys. His name is, they call him War Machine. His name is Jonathan Copenhaver. He's 17-3. And he tweeted out something this week. It says that real men rape. He said that he raped his girlfriend because she wanted to have sex later in the day, blah, blah, blah. Then he issued a couple more, like, rape, real men rape, that kind of stuff. So he issued an apology afterwards. But, man, talk about no class, huh? No class whatsoever. That's why this guy is in the B League or the C League in the world of MMA, Jonathan Copenhaver. Hopefully he gets in a real good fight real soon, and we'll see how much war he had, how much machine he has in his war. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks. The King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, of the UFC, a light heavyweight. We're talking the UFC upcoming schedule. Of course, the UFC 168, Weidman and Silva with the two, the rematch. That's going to be the capper on December 28th. If you want to go to Vegas for New Year's, this is probably a fantastic time to go. But straight up, we've got August 17th, which is next Saturday. Mauricio Shogun Rua, of course, Shogun Rua and Dan Henderson in that war down there in San Jose about a year and a half ago. One that, like, I mean, I had to turn my face away from the octagon. It was so brutal in that fourth and fifth round. I mean, Shogun was just punching, just pummeling Henderson. Anyway, versus the mouth at Roy Chelsone on August 17th, and that's going to be on Fox Sports 1. That's the debut of Fox Sports 1. You know that, right? You know what that's going to be, the former Speed Channel?
Oh, that's what it is. It's the former Speed Channel, because yeah. I have no idea what that network was or where I could watch it, if cable had it or any of that stuff.
And well, it's pretty crazy, but they're going to go with the former Speed Channel. It's going to be Fox Sports 1. There's going to be Fox Sports 2. But the bottom line is the USC is basically almost going to have their own channel. But you've got to find it. And like Dave Meltzer said, is right now it isn't on his DirecTV thing, and he's got one with like 1,000 channels. I mean, Dave's got it all. Dave's got radar from all over the world, but he's not getting it. So I don't know what the UFC is going to do, but unless they get this television act together, Kyle, it's going to be a disaster, this Fox Sports 1 thing.
Well, the good news is if it's taken over Speed Network, then it's already involved in a lot of the sports packages you can buy. I know I talked with you about Cox Cable out in the Southwest,
yeah,
and Comcast, of course, here on the West Coast. It's only like $10 extra, and that gives you all those channels. The biggest problem that I have with Fuel is that you can't pay the $10 on Comcast to get it. But at least with the Fox Sports 1, you'll be able to.
I saw some great Fuel. I saw some great Fuel fights on the internet from Europe. I'm serious. You go to a European website and you watch the fights. I mean, I have no choice. What am I supposed to do? I got to report on this stuff. If I can't watch it, what can I say?
It's true.
You know, and my cable system doesn't have it. I try to call people up and go over their house, and I want to bring them beers, popcorn, pizza. Guess what? No channel. Anyway, let's talk about that Chael Sonnen and Shogun Rua. Shogun, he should probably, I mean, still, Chael Sonnen is probably his best at 185. He should lump him up here at 205, shouldn't he?
I agree with that, and it's funny that Shogun's the underdog, is a slight underdog. The thing is, if Shogun shows up as out of shape as he was against the Hendo fight, he could get taken down, he could get grinded on, and he could get beat. But if Shogun comes out and has any kind of cardio at all or takes this fight somewhat seriously, I think he's going to get the win.
Hmm. Okay, Shogun Rua, of course, the former champion, Chael Sonnen in the mouth of Roy. Chael says that, you know, that he's not a kiss ass or anything like that, but, you know, Dana White loves him, so he must be a little bit of a kiss butt to a certain extent, right?
Well, you might be called a company man, but...
All right, that's a good one. It's a company man. What about this Condit versus Kampman, too? Talk to me about that. Martin Kampman.
I think it's going to be a good fight. I like these guys, but I'll tell you right now, Condit, I think, is just slightly better in all areas, and that's going to spell trouble for Kampman.
Carlos Condit, of course, one guy's a former champion. He was a World Extreme Cage Fighting welterweight champion, and this guy's the UFC interim welterweight champion. Welterweight, 170 pounds. I thought that was a former UFC interim champion. GSP, what's GSP going to do? I mean, he's sort of like getting old. I saw that last picture of him. He sort of started to look like a middle-aged guy.
Well, he's been at the top for a while. I don't know, you know, guys get up there. Some of them are party animals. Some of them take care of themselves. And who knows? You know, I know he hits the nightclub scene quite a bit. I don't know what he's doing there. I can't say anything because I've never partied with the guy, but it's different.
You remember the late Arturo Gatti, the boxer?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gatti, I used to be in Atlantic City a lot of times, covering fights back in Atlantic City, Chicago once in a while. And where else did I see him? I saw him many a times up there in Foxwoods and all those Connecticut casinos, but the Garden as well. But every time you saw Gatti, Gatti was like, zilched. You know what I mean? Like, whoa! I mean, like, holy cow. And, of course, he died in some alcoholic stupor down there in Brazil. I think his wife killed him, but the bottom line is, every time you saw that guy, he's a Canadian, but every time you saw him, he was damp. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean by damp, right?
Just totally drunken down?
Just totally drunken down, man. That's probably what led to his death. Now, Jones and Gustafson, is Glover Teixeira is going to be fighting on September 4th. He's taking on Bader. And of course, Jones is going to go the next week with Alex Gustafson. Is that the fight they're trying to set up right now, Teixeira and Jones?
Yeah, they've already said that with the Lyoto Machida loss, that if Glover has an impressive win, that he'll get the championship fight.
Okay. Right now, who is the best fighter in MMA? Is it a toss-up? Is it still GSP? Is it Aldo? Is Aldo number two? Where do you put these guys on a list? And where is Cain Velasquez, the heavyweight champion?
Well, I mean, I love Cain. Cain's my teammate. He's my boy. Cain, I think once he goes through and destroys JDS in their rubber match, he's going to get start. You know, a lot more people are going to talk about him in that light because of what he's done in the heavyweight division. But if I had to say right now, I'd give it to John Jones. He really is truly an undefeated guy. He's slaughtered everyone he's fought. He's torn through the division. He's torn through legends of the sport, guys that will be in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, say what you want to him about his character or how he is behind the scenes. I mean, there's just nobody that can touch him in terms of his skill set and what he's doing when he gets in the octagon.
Hmm. Okay, speaking of the octagon, the young lady's been getting quite a stir of late. Everywhere I turn, she's getting played. Talking about Ronda Rousey, is she so big that she's not going to come back on the show anymore, man, or what? She's gotten huge.
No, I think it's perfect for them. You know, it's good to push women's MMA. She's got the right look, the right personality, and she backs it up when she gets in there. So it's just good for everybody. You know, she's going to bring in bigger sponsors to the sport, more publicity, and she's going to become, you know, one of the biggest stars in the whole sport altogether, women or men.
You know, she is nastier than Mike Tyson on fight day. You know that, right?
I don't know about that.
She, whoa. I talked to her 3 days before a fight one time. We did a phone interview. And we were talking off the air, and she, rawr, rawr. I mean, she like, well, I don't want to do these interviews. Rawr, I'm done. Whoa, okay. I tell you what, we'll cut it short then. But the bottom line is, Ronda is, I think, she's posed to be the biggest star in MMA. I think with the crossover, if you get women to crossover in mass numbers to watch the UFC, I think that it's just going to increase the sport's popularity. And as I said, we've got Team India. We've got, I think they're working on Team Australia. You got Team UK. You've got all these different Ultimate Fighter teams. Eventually, I guess there's going to have a big world clash of these guys. But the UFC, it's just growing and growing and growing. Where can there be a, how can I put this? Where does it stop, Kyle?
Well, it's that fine balance. You're going to bring in all this new talent from all over the world to try to draw in new fans, and it just comes down to how do you cut it up? How do you put it on TV? How do you make these shows entertaining and allow people to get the face time that they need in order for the sport to grow and for people to become fans of these guys? And that's a fine balance.
Okay, somebody just gave me a little email here. It's Too Fast and Furious 7. Is that the name of the movie?
That's right.
I believe so. That's going to be with Ronda Rousey and Sylvester Stallone. Stallone, if she's going to find out Stallone's not the easiest guy to get along with, I spent some time around him, and he's a bit of a turd.
He is. I think he is a turd, yeah.
No, he is. I interviewed him in Vegas, right, and we had the TV cameras set up and all this kind of stuff, and it's like I was bothering him. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was bothering him, and we were promoting his product, man. I wanted to choke his little ass, okay? You know, I don't care if he's on steroids, and I wanted to choke him. And the girl I was with goes like this, you know, you didn't seem like you were too happy getting a big interview with Sylvester Stallone. I said, you know what? I could have done without it.
Yeah.
You know, I could have done without it. All right, back to the rematch. December 28th, Silva and Weidman. Why would the second fight be any different than the first fight?
Well, you know, you're going to have a hungry Anderson, and you've got a guy like Weidman who now finally has money and has that, he's not the challenger anymore. But I think, you know, hearing all that, you throw it out the window. Weidman's still hungry. He hasn't been paid yet. You only get a piece of the percentages when you defend the title. So he's going to get paid this fight. He didn't get paid a whole lot to beat Anderson. Obviously, they bonused him out, I'm sure, a good chunk in the locker room. But this is about solidifying himself as the champion and letting everybody know it wasn't a fluke. So there's just as much on the line for Weidman as there was in the first fight, if not more. Anderson's going to come in hungry, but I don't see – I mean, Weidman just has the skill set that we talked about. He's got too much for him.
Too much. And you know what? I think he's just too strong. I think that – you know, I remember getting in the ring one time with the guys I told you moving up in weight and him throwing me. In other words, just – I mean, we're boxing, but he sort of threw me. And I said to myself, gee, I didn't want to – can't use the word I want to use, but holy, I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Silva's going to realize that this guy's still too strong, too young. And you know what's funny is that he finished – Anderson Silva off with boxing 101. It wasn't MMA. It was a left hook, Kyle.
Well, that just adds one more thing he's got to worry about because we already know about his wrestling and his grappling capabilities, right?
Yeah, we know that. No question about that. Now, Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate saying she'll put – I have a quote from her. She says she'll put a gun to her head if she gets locked in another armbar. I'm going to give her a gun, but I'm going to make sure there's no bullets in it because I think she's going to have to use the gun again. What do you think?
Yeah. She's going to get armbarred, no question.
Dave, the chick, she's been doing this. People don't realize. People think that Ronda is like that came on the scene. Her mother started teaching her this armbar at the age of 11. I think she's 25 or 24, 25 now, so it's been 14 years. I told you she's thrown Victor Chinian, the world bantamweight champion, world super bantamweight champion out of Armenia, Armenian guy. She threw him all over the octagon down there. I mean the octagon, all over that little judo gym they got down there. She threw him down. She submitted him. He was ready to cry for the armbar before his team jumped in. She is the real deal. She will be the crossover star as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. And I think you're right. After Cain Velasquez smokes Junior Dos Santos, and I think Junior Dos Santos, Dos Santos has got the punch, the little boxing ability, but I think Cain just showed him, man, I'm a better boxer, and I hit a lot harder than you with that right hand halfway through that first round, Kyle.
It's the complete game that Cain brings to the table that allows his striking to succeed. It's the fact that he can change level and shoot on guys and pressure them nonstop that keeps them guessing. And that's what allows him to open up his hands and really sit on his punches and start to smack Junior Dos Santos around in that second fight.
So are you still teaching? Are you still teaching MMA and stuff like that down in the South Bay or what?
Yeah, I'm teaching at AKA Hillsdale, the original AKA. I'm teaching 5 days a week there, striking classes, private lessons, all that fun stuff.
Okay, so how can they find that stuff out?
Hit me up on Twitter, at Kingsbu, KINGSBU.
There you got it. King, Kyle Kingsburg. Genius, it's always a pleasure, man. I thank you so much for your wisdom and your time.
Thank you so much, Pedro. Take care, brother.
All the best. King Kyle Kingsbury on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network. This is East Bay Soul. My buddy Greg Adams on trumpet.
Which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Aha, the great Rick Stevens on lead vocals there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Get well to Jeff Tamalera, Pittsburgh, California. Guitar player, former Tower of Power guy, and of course with the Starship. Not feeling all that well, people tell me. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And you know, folks, I was looking at the Bloody Elbow, which is bloodyelbow.com, which is one of my favorite websites as far as the world of MMA is concerned. And they went through the top 21 wrestlers of all time in the world of MMA, right? They don't have Ben Askren in there. I mean, he was a national champ. I mean, one of the best wrestlers, if not the best wrestler right now in MMA, they don't even have him in there. I can't believe it. What's this guy, blind? Anyway, opinions, I know. Everybody's got one, but this guy, he's off the wall a little bit. You got to have Ben Askren, the current Bellator welterweight champion. I mean, him and Michael Chandler are probably the two guys that could step out and compete with the UFC, with anybody in the UFC. Chandler being the lightweight champion, and of course, Ben Askren being the welterweight champion. Lightweight being 155 pounds, welterweight being 170 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, and then again on Sundays for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Don't forget our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hey, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I'll see you soon.